عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ولا عاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, honored guests and visitors, my dear young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us this place, physically this building in which we are in today, who has given us the time, who has given us the opportunity to congregate here today in the middle of a working day, in the middle of a business day. The world around us continues to operate as we take a few moments out of our lives, as we take a pause, as we take a break to come to the masjid and to reconnect with our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And although there are thousands of Muslims right across this country, although there are thousands of Muslims right across this country who go to offer their Friday prayers every single week, still many of our neighbors, many of our co-citizens have recently found out about Friday prayers. And they have found out about it, unfortunately, not under the best of circumstances. And that is because of I'll call it a forced controversy. A controversy that did not exist but was forced out surrounding a reasonable accommodation that was made for students at a public school in Toronto to offer their Friday prayers inside their schools. And I will address that issue and that incident at the end, inshallah. But first, let us understand the importance and the virtues of the day that we are in today, the virtues of Friday, the importance of Friday, and especially the importance and the virtues of the Friday prayer. Why are we here today? Why are we here today? Why are we not here on a Saturday like this? Why are we not here like this on a Sunday or on a Tuesday? Why are we here like this today on a Friday? This is a special time. This is a special day. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. That the Messenger, the Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best day on which the sun has risen is Friday. So the best day on which the sun has risen is Friday. فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمُ. On that day, our grandfather, our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Adam alayhi salam, was created. وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And on that day, he was admitted into paradise. So he was created on a Friday, he was admitted into paradise on a Friday. وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا. And on that day, he was expelled from paradise as well. And on the Friday, وَلَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ إِلَّا فِي يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. And the day of judgment will be on no day except on a Friday. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that Friday is a blessed day, is a special day. It's the day in which our grandfather Adam alaihi salam was born. It's the day in which he was sent to paradise. It's the day in which he was expelled from paradise. And it's the day on which the day of judgment will be held. So just like in the months, we have special months. So we know that out of the 12 months of the Islamic calendar, Ramadan is the most important month. Ramadan is the most blessed month. In the same way, during the day, we have special times during the day. During the day, we have special times, we have blessed times. So for example, the time around sunrise and the time around sunset is a blessed time. In the same way, during the week, Friday is special. Friday is blessed. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. O you who believe, when the call is proclaimed for the prayers on Friday, meaning the Friday prayers for the Jumu'ah prayers, come to the remembrance of Allah. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And leave off business. Leave off the things that you're involved in. Leave off your trade, your work. and come to the remembrance of Allah. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And that is better for you if only you knew. So, you know, we think that, okay, we have to take time off. It's something different we have to do. It's something we have to work towards. You have to drive to the masjid. You have to rush back. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that all of that effort is worth it. All of that thinking and effort and all of that goes into coming for Jumu'ah is all worth it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes a special concession for us. Islam is a religion of moderation. Islam is a religion of moderation, and thus Friday has not been made a Sabbath. It's not made a day on which, like some other religions, we are not allowed to do any work, for example. Or we are not allowed to use certain items, or use machinery, and so on and so forth. It's not a forced day off. It's not a forced day off where doing almost anything is prohibited. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. And when the Friday prayer is ended, you may disperse through the land. Once you're finished with the prayer, it's not like you have to go home and you have to rest and you have to spend the rest of the day thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that you have to spend the rest of the day resting. Rather, you may disperse through the land, seek the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So work, do your business, go to school, do whatever you need to do, and remember Allah much. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much so that you may be successful. So again, you might be thinking, my work is so important for me, or my business is so important, how can I leave? When we look at the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we look at the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they knew that the success of their work, the success in their businesses, the success of their marketing, any type of work that they're doing, they attributed the success to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not attribute the success to themselves. And by attributing it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they knew that in order to get success, the formula was, you follow Allah's commandments, you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you get success. Because the success is not out of our own doing. Yes, we put the effort into it, yet the true success comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they knew this. There's a story of one sahabi, Iraq ibn Malik radiallahu an, إِذَا صَلَّى الْجُمْعَةِ إِنْصَرَفَ فَوَقَفَ عَلَى بَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ فَقَالَ. He would stand by the gate of the masjid. Iraq ibn Malik radiallahu an, who would stand by the gate of the masjid, and he would make this dua after the Friday prayers. Allahumma inni ajabtu da'wata. That, O Allah, I have accepted and complied with your call. So you said, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. This was your commandment, and I accepted that. I accepted your call, I answered your call. وَصَلَّيْتُ فَرِيضَتَكَ. And I performed the prayer that you ordered. وَانْتَشَرْتُ كَمَا أَمَرْتَنِي. And I dispersed as you ordered me. فَرْزُقْنِي مِنْ فَضْلِكَ. Therefore, after doing all of this, I have answered your call, I have done what you asked me to do. Therefore, فَرْزُقْنِي مِنْ فَضْلِكَ. Therefore, grant me of your favor. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And you are the best of those who grant provisions. So after offering the Friday prayer, he would actually stand outside the masjid and he would make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the scholars say that if a person sincerely makes this type of dua and sincerely hopes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will surely find blessings in the work that he does after the Friday prayer. So the lesson is that if you leave your busy life, your business, your work behind, and you do it willingly and you do it happily for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not go unrewarded. It will not go unrewarded, and you will find that your work has become blessed as well. And this is an important point to remember, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places an obligation upon us, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places an obligation upon us, He also rewards us greatly for acting upon that obligation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also rewards us greatly for acting upon that obligation. It's not just like Allah just wants us to do things and then that's it, just for the sake of doing them. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do certain things, and then He also increases the reward of those things as well. Like He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That verily Allah does not waste the reward of those who do good. For those who do good, you do not go unrewarded. So every little action of good that you may do, every single sacrifice that you make, it will not go unrewarded. It will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah. One of the greatest rewards that we can get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is His forgiveness. One of the greatest rewards that we can get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is His forgiveness. Because every single day of our lives, we commit sins. We have misdeeds. We have shortcomings. Whether we recognize them or not, we are always constantly making mistakes and committing sins. And this is part of human nature. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an opportunity to seek forgiveness from Him. And He gives us numerous opportunities. He gives us numerous opportunities to seek His forgiveness and to grasp onto His forgiveness. But the question is, are you willing to do that or not? Do you actually want Allah's forgiveness or not? If you want something, then you got to work for it. And you work for it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you, inshallah. Who wouldn't take the opportunity to get some debt relief? Right, if somebody called you up, if your credit card company called you up and said, okay, you have a balance of $2,000, we'll forgive 50%. Okay, or we'll forgive all of it. Who would want that? Of course, everyone would take that offer. Right? Provided it's with no strings attached, right? So if you get that opportunity to get relief from your debts, from your bills, of course everyone would go for it. The Prophet ﷺ tells us the Friday prayer, one Friday prayer to the other Friday prayer is expiation for the sins that are committed in between them, so long as major sins are avoided. So every time you come for Friday prayer, and then you come for the next Friday prayer, that wipes out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the opportunity to have all the misdeeds, all the minor sins that you have committed during the week, to be wiped out. To have a clean slate, to be forgiven, and to start fresh again. There's a car parked in the fire zone. Honda Accord AWSR155. If it's in the fire lane, please remove the car from there. JazakAllah khair. So the Prophet ﷺ tells us that one Friday prayer to the other Friday prayer is expiation for the sins that are committed in between them. So all the debt that we have accumulated, all the spiritual debt and dust that we have accumulated during the week, all the sins, all the misdeeds, all the mistakes, this is an opportunity to get relief from those. Not only that, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do Friday prayers. He gives us the opportunity to seek forgiveness and to be forgiven. But on top of that, He throws in another bonus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the blessed virtue of the day of Friday, throws in another bonus. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ فِي الْجُمْعَةِ سَاعَةً لَا يُوَافِقُهَا عَبْدٌ مُسْلِمٌ يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ فِيهَا شَيْئًا إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ إِيَّاهُ. That there's a time on Friday. There is a time, a specific time on Friday, in which a Muslim servant of Allah asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of something, except that he or she will be granted whatever he or she is supplicating for. So during the day of Friday, because of its blessed nature, there is a certain time during this day in which the prayers of believers are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during that time, if you manage to capture that moment, if you're blessed enough to capture that moment, then whatever you ask for at that particular moment will be answered and will be given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah. There is one narration that suggests that this time is the time between the beginning of the khutbah, or the end of the first khutbah, until the prayer is over. So there's one narration that suggests that perhaps it's that time. Others have said that perhaps this time is around after Asr time on Friday, until Maghrib. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So the obligation is there to value, to respect Friday, to offer the Friday prayers, and that wipes out sins. And on top of that, we get a special time for acceptance of prayers. Not only has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this day virtuous, but He also wants us to value this day as a special day as well. Allah does not want us to think of Friday as any other day of the week. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to think of Friday as any other day of the week. Now, of course, we think of Friday as Special because it's the end of the week, right? When we say TGIF, right? Thank God it's Friday. But we do that because the weekend is coming up. Right? We see that because the weekend is coming up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to value this blessed day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves orderly conduct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves cleanliness. These are all things that Allah likes. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the etiquette for coming to the Friday prayers as well. He hasn't just said, okay, it's a Friday, you go there and that's it, just like any other prayer. Rather, there are certain etiquettes. There are certain etiquettes for the Friday prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَغْتَسِلُ رَجُلٌ يَوْمَ الْجُمَعَةِ, that if a man takes a bath on Friday, وَيَتَطَهَّرُ مَا اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْ طُهْرٍ, or purifies himself as much as he can with wudu. So he takes a, whether you know, he takes a bath, that's good, or not, he tries to clean himself as much as possible. وَيَدَّهِنُ مِنْ دُهْنِ, and he oils his hair. أَوْ يَمُسُّ مِنْ طِيبِ بَيْتِ, or he applies whatever perfume is available in his house. ثُمَّ يَخْرُجُ فَلَا يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ, and then he sets forth for the masjid and he does not separate two people, meaning to make space for himself. So when he's coming inside the masjid, he doesn't trample over people, he doesn't force his way in between people. And then he performs the salah which is prescribed for him. He remains silent when the imam speaks. His sins between that Friday and the following Friday will be forgiven. His sins between that Friday and the following Friday will be forgiven. So here we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us the etiquettes of coming to Friday prayer. So you clean up before you come. Okay, you try to take a bath or you make wudu and you clean up as best as possible. And among the other etiquettes is to wear your best clothes. And you try to smell nice. And you try to look good. You come to the masjid. You don't hurt anyone. You don't cause trouble to anyone. And when the imam is speaking, you listen quietly and then you offer your salah. And inshallah, this will be a source of forgiveness. Coming early has special significance as well. Coming early to the Friday prayers has special significance as well. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that he who takes a bath on Friday and then goes to the masjid is like the one who offers a camel as a sacrifice to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not all. And he who comes at the second hour is like the one who offers a cow to win the pleasure of Allah. And he who comes at the third hour is like the one who offers a ram with horns. And he who comes at the fourth hour is like the one who offers a hen. So the earlier you come, right, the greater the reward. The earlier you come for Jumu'ah, the earlier you come for Friday prayers, the greater the reward. And as you get later and later and later, the reward starts diminishing and goes smaller and smaller and smaller. And he who comes at the fifth hour is like the one who offers an egg. Okay, so even if you come late, or if you come right at the end, meaning right before the prayers start, then still it's like as if you have offered an egg in charity. And when the imam ascends the pulpit, the angels who write the names of those who come to the masjid before the coming of the imam close their record books. So there are angels who are noting down who is coming when. And when the khutbah starts, then the angels, they close their record book and they listen to the khutbah. And they start listening to the khutbah. And this is why, now, when I was a kid, I wouldn't understand. Because my dad, mashallah, would take me to Friday prayers, to Jummah, very, very early. So if Jummah was at 1:30, right, we would actually get there like 10:30, 10:45. And I don't understand, right? Because like, I'm sitting there for like 3 hours, and I don't know what to do, and trying to recite some Quran. But you're a kid, how long are you going to recite Quran for? Right? And there's barely anyone in the masjid. So I didn't really get it at that point, right? I don't understand why we go so early. And he would say, it's good to go early. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But now I understand the significance of that, right? It was because of this hadith. So all of this, right? Everything that we do or we are commanded to do on Fridays is filled with virtue and blessings. On the flip side, on the flip side, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us how serious it is to leave it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us how serious it is to leave the Friday prayers. But he said either some people stop neglecting the Friday prayers. So either some people stop neglecting the Friday prayers, or Allah will seal their hearts. Allah will seal their hearts and they will be among those who are heedless. And another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever does not attend 3 Friday prayers without a valid excuse, Allah will set a seal on his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set a seal on his heart, which means that he will start becoming heedless and will not be able to be guided. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. A side note on this, that all of these obligations have been made specially obligatory upon the men. It is recommended for the sisters, if they can come, if they're able to come, if they want to come, they can come and join. But these obligations, all of these things, are specifically, all these injunctions are specifically for the men. Because the men are more accountable when it comes to their Friday prayer. So this is just a snapshot of the importance of the Friday prayer. Can we just move forward, inshallah, make some room, brother's space, for those who are waiting outside? JazakAllah khairan. So this is just a snapshot. This is just a snapshot of the importance and the virtues of Friday and the Friday prayer. Now, for the last couple of weeks, a lot of attention has been given to this issue that I mentioned in the beginning. And that issue surrounds Muslim students at a public school in Toronto being given accommodation, being given space to offer their Friday prayers within their school. This school is a middle school. For those of you who are familiar with Toronto, around the it's in the Thorncliffe Park area, and the school has 80 to 90% Muslim population. Okay, so this is a public school run by the Toronto District School Board with an 80 to 90% Muslim population. And an imam comes in to the school and leads Friday prayers inside the cafeteria for those who wish to attend. A group that claims to represent Hindus, has complained, and this has been all over the media. And if you actually read the comments under the news stories, and if you read columns by writers in the newspapers, it appears that many people do not agree with this reasonable accommodation. And some of the reasons for that is that they argue that religion has no place in public schools. They also argue that the public school is somehow teaching and favoring Islam, and that it's becoming Islamicized. Okay? This is an extremely important issue for us to understand, because it affects our rights. And this was precisely the point of my khutbah on Canada Day, where I talked about our responsibilities as Canadians and our rights as well, and why it's important for us to be aware of our rights. Based on the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and provincial human rights laws, all students, regardless of their faith, must be accorded religious accommodation when requested and when it does not infringe on the rights of others and cause undue hardship. So as long as the request for religious accommodation does not infringe on the rights of others, as long as it does not cause undue hardship for the school, the school is required to offer this accommodation to students, regardless of their faith. Now this fact was recognized by the Toronto District School Board. So the Toronto District School Board gave out an excellent statement. Which said, as a public school board, we have the responsibility. We have a responsibility and an obligation to accommodate faith needs. This was their statement. And they also said, in the case of this school, Valley Park Middle School, the school is not teaching the religious practice. Okay? The school doesn't have teachers who actually teach the students how to become Muslim. Okay? They're not teaching them what they have to do in Friday prayers. The school is not supporting that. The school is only accommodating the needs of Muslim students. And the statement goes on to say, rather, it is accommodating for the religious and spiritual needs of the students, like many other schools do around the country for a number of different faith communities. Okay? So this was an excellent statement by the Toronto District School Board, one that everyone should read, and especially you should take the effort to email them and thank them for that statement, because this is a very principled position. And when many people across the country in the media are speaking against you and you feel like you're under attack, it's very easy to fall and cave under that pressure. So it's extremely important for us to reach out and to thank them for their principled stance. Now, as I mentioned, this issue was raised by a Hindu group. Now, we know very well as Muslims, that there are folks who will claim to represent Islam, but will misrepresent it. And in the same way, this happens with other religions as well. And this issue was raised by this group, and then pushed by secular extremists, writers and others, columnists and so on, who ignore the Canadian tradition of value and diversity. And what's even more interesting is that the Toronto District School Board's guidelines, they have guidelines. They don't just one day decide, okay, let's allow the Muslim students to have Jum'ah prayers. Okay? They have guidelines that give them guidance on how to deal with these type of issues. These guidelines of the school board, which allow prayers, but other practices as well for other faiths, were endorsed by Hindu religious leaders. And this is an important point. Somebody brings this up, you let them know that Hindu religious leaders, other members of the Hindu community, took part in forming these guidelines, and they endorse these guidelines as well. And the statement by the Canadian Council on American Islamic Relations, CARICAN, was actually endorsed by the Hindu-Canadian Alliance. Okay, so let not this be a source of conflict and a source of disagreement among different faith communities who are living peacefully in Canada. Now, other facts. These prayers that are offered in the school are voluntary. No one is forced to go. Nobody goes around. There's no Jum'ah police walking around the school saying, hey, are you Muslim? You gotta go for Friday prayers. Again, nobody's doing that. It's a public school. Okay, no one is forced to go for Friday prayers, and whichever students choose to go need parental consent. They need permission from their parents. These prayers have been going on for 3 years. Now, another misconception is that the immigrants or other faith groups that are coming into Canada are trying to clear Christianity out of schools and are trying to introduce Islam and their own religions. Okay, and this is not true as well. This is a fallacy. We have no issues. As Muslims, we have no issues with Christian or other students celebrating their festivals and their practices. If they wish to do so, they can decorate it, you know, they can put up Christmas trees, they can do whatever they want, as long as the involvement in those activities is not forced upon others. As long as involvement in those activities are not forced upon others, just like our Friday prayers are not forced upon anyone else. Right? We don't go around telling people, whether they're Muslim or not, that you have to go for Friday prayers. In the same way, if Muslim students don't want to take part in religious practices and customs of other faiths, they shouldn't have to do so. And we already have accommodation for the Christian and Jewish faiths. We don't have school on Saturdays and Sundays. Right? We don't have schools on Saturdays and Sundays. Okay? Because they are the holy days of the Christians and the Jews. And we're not asking for Friday to be off. You don't see Muslims picketing and causing a ruckus because they want Friday off just because the Christians and the Jews have Saturdays and Sundays off. Nobody's doing that. All we're asking for, right, we're not asking for too much if you simply ask for a few minutes, maybe half an hour, and some space to offer Friday prayers on such an important day. Especially in a school which is 80 to 90% Muslim. There was a very excellent article, a very good article by Sister Shahina Siddiqui, who's the president of the Islamic Social Services Association in Winnipeg, which ran in the Toronto Star. And I'll encourage all of you to read that article and to make yourself aware of the issues and how she refutes the arguments that are made against this. And inshallah, I'll link it on my website as well when I update this talk. So the point is that you've got to understand that this is a matter of our rights. This affects our rights as Canadian Muslims, and we should not feel guilty for standing up for our rights. We shouldn't look around, read the newspapers, watch TV, go online, and see people saying bad things about us, or we feel like we're under attack, and we feel guilty about standing up for our rights. There's nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to standing up for your rights. Yes, contribute to Canadian society as Canadians. Contribute according to the responsibilities of Canadian citizenship. But then when it comes time to stand up for your rights, don't be ashamed and don't back down. And also educate those who may not know. The purpose of me telling you all of this was so that if this issue ever comes up, at work or at school, if you ever find yourself in a discussion, you are armed with the facts to educate people. A lot of times people will take positions simply based on what they've heard, not based on what is actually reality. Okay? So you've got to educate them. As Muslims, we have a responsibility to educate every single person that we come in contact with about Islam and about what is true. It's also important for us to know, as students, as employees, as Canadians, that we have the legal right. According to the Supreme Court of Canada and the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, we have the legal right to be accommodated when it comes to Friday prayers, provided it does not place undue hardship on the school or the employer. So for example, if you're in a small town where there's only 5 Muslims, and you need to have at least 3 people to have Jummah prayer, and you have no imam, and you try to force your employer or the school and say that, hey, I have to have Friday prayers, so either you get an imam for me to come from 50 kilometers out of town to lead Friday prayers, or you give me the whole day off. That is not reasonable. That is not reasonable, and this is not allowed. However, what is allowed is for reasonable accommodation that does not cause undue hardship. So we need to stand up and defend our rights, and especially those who are supporting them. There are other people who are not Muslims who are supporting us and who support the rights of others when it comes to these types of issues. We've got to offer them our support and our appreciation, because they're standing up for our rights. And you know what? A lot of times they get no recognition. A lot of times it seems like they care more about the rights of the Muslims than Muslims do themselves. That's problematic. That's very problematic. Okay? We've got to be responsible. We've got to be speaking out and talking about defending our own rights. And remember that this is a blessed day. This is a blessed day. Friday is a blessed day. Value it, respect it, celebrate it. For the right reasons. For the right reasons. You know, a lot of our young people like to sing that song, it's Friday, Friday, right? Okay? And then they talk about partying. Yeah, okay, no. Right? It's blessings, yeah. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for. Okay? We're looking for blessings. Okay? Sure, you can enjoy it in a halal manner. You can enjoy it and celebrate it in a good way. And that's good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to celebrate it and wants us, you know, to respect it and to value it. That's great. But do it for the right reasons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with the virtues of this day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of strengthening our relationship and reconnecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the troublemakers and the haters out there.